Actor Randall Park has been getting a lot of scrutiny lately. He played North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un in The Interview. You might have heard about that. Last week, his new sitcom, Fresh Off the Boat, premiered. Park plays the patriarch who has just moved his family from Washington, D.C. to Florida to open up a steak restaurant.
I was blow-drying my hair, and I figured it out, how the restaurant can attract bigger crowds.
What? How?
I need to hire a white host. Instead of people coming in and seeing a Chinese face and saying, huh? I thought this was an old West steakhouse. They see a white face and say, oh, hello, white friend. I am comfortable.
A lot of Asian American hopes were pinned on that premiere. It's the first Asian American family sitcom since Margaret Cho's All American Girl 20 years ago. But that show fizzled pretty quickly. So Randall Park was relieved when the premiere of Fresh Off the Boat attracted nearly 8 million viewers.
It's like a big weight off of my shoulders, and I think our shoulders in a certain way, because almost across the board, it's been embraced, you know, by the community and a lot of other people, too, you know, at least according to these opening numbers, you know. But I felt the pressure, you know, I mean, because I understood the pressure. I also wanted a show like this for a very long time. You know, I was there when All American Girl was on the air, and I was there waiting for the next one, you know.
One of the criticisms of All American Girl in the Margaret Cho show was that they had... It was a Korean family in America,
yeah.
But some of the actors weren't Korean. They were different ethnicities.
Yeah.
You're Korean-American. You're playing a Chinese-American dad.
Yeah.
Is that an issue, do you think?
Or? It was for me. I mean, early on, after we did the pilot and the show got picked up, I mean, I knew it was a big deal in our community, in the Asian-American community, but I realized how big a deal it was. And then I started wondering about my place in the show. Should I be playing this father, especially as a Korean-American actor? I really felt like, you know, this is a very important show. I don't think I should be the one to play this father. I felt uncomfortable with it. So I literally called up Eddie, the real Eddie Huang, who at this point had become my pal. And I called him up and I was like, listen, I got to talk to you. I don't know if I'm the one to play this part. I'm really feeling like it should be a Taiwanese or Chinese actor playing this part. He basically said, look, I'll support you in whatever you want to do, but I really think you're the one for this part. And that really meant so much to me because, you know, here I'm playing a version of this guy's dad.
Mm-hmm.
And to get his approval really made me feel like, okay, maybe it's okay. So after kind of thinking it over and grappling with that, I decided, you know what, it's okay. As long as I come at this with respect and work as hard as I can to make sure that this character is as real as I can, then it would be fine. And the issue hasn't come up too often, at least that I know of.
We got to talk about The Interview.
Of course, of course. How can we not?
So, you, of course, played North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
When that first came up as an opportunity, what were your thoughts about playing him?
I was told about the character. They gave me the script. I was like, this will be interesting. But, you know, I was a fan of Seth and Evan.
Mm-hmm.
And I read the script. I thought it was fantastic. And I thought it was smart and funny, and it gave me the opportunity to really have fun with the character, you know. But I didn't know how I should feel. I felt good about it, but I needed to talk to other people to make sure. So I actually went to my parents. You know, they were born in Korea. They spent a good part of their life in Korea. They'd have a better idea of at least what this means in Korea, you
right.
know. And I told them about the role. I told them the story. And they just thought it was hilarious. And they were like, do it.
that's great. Well, let's give people a little taste of that. This is from the film. Here you are with James Franco, who plays Dave Skylark. He's the host of a kind of tabloidy interview show. And he scored this great interview with Kim Jong-un. And the two of you are hanging out in your tank, as you do. And you're bonding over Katy Perry.
Dave? Do you think that margaritas are gay because they are so sweet?
Did someone tell you that? That margaritas are gay?
No, it's just a question I have.
Liking Katy Perry and drinking margaritas is gay? Who wants to be straight?
Oh, not me.
Boring. Margaritas are great.
And whoever planted that in your head is crazy.
I think it's so awesome that your last two roles are, you know, a possibly psychotic, brutal dictator and a sitcom dad. Is it an unusual year, or have the range of roles for Asian American actors really opened up the way that looks like?
That's a good question. It has been a very unique year for me, and a wild, crazy time creating international incidents and controversy and creating history with our TV show. It's been great. But I don't know how much of a reflection this is in terms of the landscape for Asian American actors. You know, I think there's still so much ground to break still, you know. It would be cool if our show could play a part in just opening things up.
That's Randall Park. He's starring in the new sitcom Fresh Off the Boat. He also appeared as Kim Jong-un in The Interview. Randall Park, a real pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.